Religion says, earn your way. Christ says, I am the way. Religion says, join a church. Christ says, I am the way. Religion says, live a good life. Christ says, I am the way. Now you say, hold it, preacher. Do you mean to tell me that a fella can live a life that's wicked, a life in sin, and die and go to heaven? I'm saying that the wickedness of a life has not one thing in this world to do with where you go when you die. Not one thing. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 doors to this building. Now, I don't care how good you live outside these doors, you've got to come in one of these doors to get inside. If there is safety in this building from a storm on the outside, did you ever used to have the old storm cellars? How many ever had a storm cellar? That's where you ran from the storm and got bit by a rattlesnake and died. Who was it telling me the story this morning about the fellow who decided to quit smoking? Because the doctor said, you'll die with cancer if you quit smoking. So he quit smoking and started chewing toothpicks instead and died with Dutch elm disease instead. But, louder. All right, fine. Okay. Now, I've forgotten where I was. I got off on the joke. Where was I? Well, what good are you up here if you don't know where I am? And, now, where I'll start anywhere I want to. You got to get born again to go to heaven, you dirty crooks. Here I am. A lot of people have the strange idea that because they live a good life, there are still folks here tonight, that if I ask you, are you saved? You say, yeah, I'm saved. Well, how do you know? Well, I live a pretty good life. Listen, hell will be full of good people. There is only one door. That doesn't matter how... Oh, I know where I was. I was going down the storm cellar. Yeah, now you know where I was. Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot, buddy. But the storm cellar. Boy, down in Texas, we only had one tree in Texas, and it didn't have any leaves on it. And, boy, you'd look out down toward the south someday, and you'd see a storm rolling up. I'll tell you, boy, you've never seen a storm. My mama would say, son, let's take off. And back in the back of our house, we had a storm cellar. That's where you kept all the potatoes and the rats, you know, and the snakes and so forth. Now, a fella can be a good fella, but there's only one way to get in that storm cellar, and that's go in the door. I say, come on, Lindsay, here's the door. Get in. And Lindsay says, I'm a good fella. You'll be a good dead fella if that tornado comes through there. You see, it's going in the door that saves you. It is not being good. It's going in the door. It is not being good that gets you to heaven. It's going in the door. A lot of good people have said, no, I'll not go in the door. No, I'll not receive Christ. No, I'll not be born again. No, I'll not be converted. No, I'll not turn my life over to God through Christ. And you'll die and go to hell. I don't care how good you are. Salvation is not by your goodness if you have enough sense to take God's way, and God's way is provided through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.